go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey, yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, yo, I'm Mo, and I'm very pleased to announce that We Talk Wrestling, WTW, has a new member of the creative staff, as Vince Russo has been hired as head of creative for We Talk Wrestling, and that is the reason why you'll notice Addy and I are partners in the show who do not get along.
Yes, yes. Well, that's always been the case.
Yeah, partners who hate each other. He's always secretly been behind the scenes.
Yes, that's very true. That's very true. He's been behind something. Yes. Just for everyone's edification here, we're also joined by my brother, B. Say hi, B.
I'm B. Brian Blair.
All right, let's fuck his ass and make him humble.
That's right. Fuck his ass. All right. Probably just ripped everybody's eardrums off with that. The Elimination Chamber just occurred.
Iron Cheek.
Okay.
This is the clusterfuck of the show you all will be getting. We are finishing up. We just the Elimination Chamber finished up a few minutes ago. Speaking of clusterfucks,
exactly the chamber fuck. But yeah, it's in the books here. Nothing really happened.
No, nothing you expected, or no swerves, no anything like that. Sometimes you don't want to swerve for swerve's sake, but sometimes you do want to swerve. To build some anticipation, if it's done right, nothing tonight happened, really. Let's open up, surprisingly, we're supposed to open up the SmackDown match, and instead they opened up we're also joined by Natty Neidhart here, apparently, in the room.
That's a lot of pizza. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Blair, feel free and walk, stand up and walk out the room. If that is about to happen.
Right.
Because this is a small room, this palatial studios of House Addy, golden crusted, as we're sitting here. Recording. This is a small room. If you have to do that, it will seriously probably kill us. All right, so Elimination Chamber opens surprisingly with the Raw Elimination Chamber.
Raw
Chamber. SmackDown was going to open. What'd you think of this bullshit?
Well, it wasn't really bullshit. It was just we were expecting the SmackDown Chamber. We get the Raw Chamber match itself. I remember commenting to you that they didn't look like they were pulling out any gimmicks, and I thought they were going to be saving that for the much less star-powered SmackDown chamber. But
I said, historically, SmackDown has the more exciting chamber match, and you said, well, this time, Raw has the much better workers.
Well, exactly, but as it turns out, SmackDown did have the better chamber match.
Yeah, historically, they still did.
I thought Ziggler sold the hurts.
Well, I don't think he sold the hurts. I think he took some serious bumps in there.
He took a lot of bumps.
He took some serious bumps onto that steel. But, so basically Punk was the first, Jericho was out last. Punk was first, or was the first participant along with Kofi. Went right to the end, retained the title. The big spot in the match, Addy, what was that?
I don't remember. No. The big spot in the match, Chris Jericho eliminated... who did he eliminate? Kingston, I think. He did the Walls of Jericho on Kingston. And Punk turned around, kicked...
Well, he kept on beating on Kingston after Kingston and just kept on beating on him. Threw him out, opened up the doors, actually threw him himself physically, threw Kingston out the chamber. And while he was sitting there... standing by the door, so the door started to close.
He turned around, Punk kicked Jericho in the head. Jericho went out, knocked over the cameraman, apparently hit his head on some rubber box there, and laid there. And so they did a big worked injury angle with him, and Jericho never returned.
No, they said, they're like, oh, he's not responding. Everybody out. They didn't do the X singles this time.
Cena wasn't there. He's getting ready for his match.
Yeah, exactly. But basically, I mean, they're all standing around going, oh, he can't respond. He's not responding. He's knocked right out. After that, Miz and Punk were the last two left in the match, and they went on for another few minutes. And when that was over and Punk walked out, Jericho was still lying there and was there for a long time. Match itself, about 3 stars.
Slightly above average, nothing spectacular, nothing great. I mean, the big story, as I would assume will play out tomorrow, is that, or in the coming weeks, is that, Jericho was never beaten in the chamber.
Yeah.
So how do you call yourself Punk the best in the world since you've never beaten me? and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, I mean, you got Laurinaitis there who doesn't have an affinity for Punk, so it makes it very easy to slide Jericho into that match after, and we'll get down the road after Sheamus picks Daniel Bryan as his WrestleMania opponent, right?
Yeah.
So, next up they did a comedy deal. Well,
next up they did, let's not call it a comedy deal.
No, I was just
they did a WWE comedy deal.
Well, I wouldn't even say that far. They did a skit with Santino eating raw eggs.
Well, no, it's typical level of WWE trying to be funny. It didn't make me laugh.
They were trying to build it up.
It was shitty.
As Rocky. They had Eugene's theme on in the background.
Yeah.
And that was very apropos, actually.
Yeah, so basically, Rayton ate some raw eggs and then threw up.
Yeah.
And 12-year-old boys everywhere laughed their ass off.
I don't know that they did.
No, they didn't.
I don't know that they did.
So then what?
Well, then they did that Cena video where they showed Cena's gym, essentially.
What a crock of shit this video was.
Wow, they showed Cena's gym, and he was there with a bunch of developmental guys. We talked about last week. Was Consequences Creed still under developmental contract? Xavier Woods is his name, and the answer is yes, and there he was actually in the video as well. So.
Yeah, they had a few guys, Seth Rollins,
Tyler Black.
Big E, I think, was the other name of the other guy.
Yeah, some big black guy, Big E. He was the guy that did the 575 bench press. Yeah.
A friend of Black Jeff, right?
I assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also, this gym in Florida.
Yeah, good point, good point. Guaranteed that.
Yeah, that might have been Black Jeff.
You were drunk.
I don't know.
This guy didn't look like he knows anything about hockey.
No, that's true. But anyway, that was it.
It was awful. And here's my problem with it. My problem is two things. I guess this is really Cena's gym. But I have a problem with two things. Number one is the fact that John Cena is on the road 345 days a year. So the idea that this is his gym, that he's at or, you know, doing stuff in all the time is kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if anything, I would guess that this is actually the FCW gym, and that they dressed it up for Cena. Is my guess. But even if it isn't, it doesn't matter. I mean, don't act like the guy's there all the time. He's on the road all the time. And that's because he works hard, legitimately. And I'll give him that as a positive. The other thing is, the WWE currently has a wellness policy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Applies to FCW, too.
Yes.
Just saying.
Oh, are you? Well, yeah, I mean, the thing was is that the Big E, he did 575,
it wasn't
right?
Just him. All of these guys are just massive.
Well, no, but 575, that's with wellness policy because you remember that
Dino
Bravo, without a wellness policy, did 700 and, what did he do, 714 pounds?
Yeah, with 1 pound of finger pressure.
2 pounds of pinky pressure.
2 pounds of pinky pressure.
So he still did 710.
Yeah.
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 So... That was without a wellness policy.
There was no wellness policy, really.
Back then, I don't think so.
Oh, hard to believe.
I don't think so. No one had
hard to believe there's one currently.
No one had killed their family yet.
Jimmy Snuka? No, it wasn't his family.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we go to Beth Phoenix against Tamina Snuka.
Yeah, or as I like to call it, the first bathroom break of the night.
I don't know. There was a lot of action here. Blair, what do you think of this match?
I think it sucked.
About 2 minutes in, Blair turns to me and goes, "This is some terrible wrestling." Like, really? What else is happening? The wrestling is terrible.
It's just terrible.
The big spot was, of course, the splash and that Beth kicked out, and then she beat her clean and whatever.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, Beth wins.
Star and a half.
I will go back to that Cena video, sorry, really quickly, is that the one thing that they did try to portray that I think they did a good job with was Cena saying, you know, Cena just doing the whole, walk past them, always have time for them, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, he's always there for the developmental guys. He's one of them. He hasn't let the stardom get to his head. He's still one of the boys.
That's what he's playing, is that he's not like Rock and leaving without coming out and saying it. Right?
Yeah, and it's bullshit.
Well, yes, but that's...
It's John Crap, that's what it is.
John Crap, damn it.
John Crap. But no, but that's the story they're playing.
That's
right?
The
and
story
it plays into
playing.
The story, so that's fine.
Yeah.
I guess there's more Santino trying to punch a meat thing that's a punching bag, and he can't really
Cobra.
Do it, and then he gave it to Cobra.
Yeah. And again, 12-year-old boys everywhere did not laugh.
They did not, no.
Yeah. Sucked.
It brought me back, though, to some great American Dream, baby, Dusty Rhodes sketches. When he had the Americana Butcher Shop. They said, you can't beat our prices, but you sure can't beat our meat.
Yeah. And that actually made me laugh.
That's it. Especially in 1989 when it was for kids.
Yeah. So they followed that up with something else. What?
Well, Jericho. They're just teasing that they're going to try to get a word with Jericho, which they never did.
Yeah, because he was. They were selling that he might have a concussion without saying the words.
Yeah.
Because
Randy Orton already has a concussion.
Yeah, so you can't have a work concussion.
No.
When you have a guy out with a real concussion.
No, that's like having Gregory Helms called Shane.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You only have one concussion going on at a time.
Yeah.
And then they did the fucking filler thing where Laurinaitis comes out with his tonga.
Yeah.
And then Del Rio comes back and basically says, you should be the general manager of Raw and SmackDown. And then Mark Henry comes out and says the same thing. And then Christian
Del Rio
comes
got
out.
A good reaction.
Well,
Henry got almost none.
Yeah.
And Christian got a major reaction.
Well, I don't call it a major reaction, but he got a bigger reaction.
Well, bigger than, he was the biggest reaction since Punk, probably. Maybe Jericho.
Well, sure, but I mean, no, Punk, because Jericho came out first, right?
Yeah.
But, that's fine. I mean, that's not saying anything, really, right? So.
A bigger reaction than the four guys in the chamber. Anyways, the point is, he came out, though, and all of them basically said, yeah, Laurinaitis for president, or whatever.
Yeah, for the GM. And then all that this did was play into.
I would have said Jack Tunney.
He's dead.
Oh.
Yeah. The only thing that this really did was plant the seeds for later in the night when...
Hold on, I think Blair gets points for saying Jack Tunney.
He does, yeah. But he's dead.
Oh, man.
I just ruined Blair's night.
Thanks, B. He's not Blair, he's B.
B. Brian Blair, right?
B. Brian Blair, that's right. So anyways, so basically all of them had a picture taken together, and Henry didn't really want to, but everybody did.
Yeah, Henry kind of was the
Tonga was pretty funny, getting himself in the photo, but
I was already
really at this
on.
Point, what happened was you had the opening match for 45 minutes, and then you had the women's match
just
and Kino bullshit,
right.
And this, and now it's 7:15, so now this has been a half hour. This show is just starting to drag very badly.
Yes, it had. And now we go to the SmackDown chamber. Well, we do one more thing where Santino runs
up the stairs. One more Santino running up the stairs.
Great.
Yeah.
SmackDown chamber.
Well, Show had an interview where Josh Matthews talked to him about how he has a terrible WrestleMania history. And
right.
He basically said, yeah, I do. But I can change all that if I go in there with the champion, basically, and I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the point is that of this match, it started off, Show was the first entrant in this one, just like Punk was. Show was the first guy. He was in there first with
Wade Barrett.
Yes, thank you. And he kept on throughout the entire match. He just kept on beating everybody up and then turning
and staring at
Brian, just saying, "Wait till that pot opens. I'm going to destroy you."
And Brian kept tapping on the glass. Going,
poking the beer. What are you going to do? Well, Brian's pod was last to open. So eventually, after all the other five had opened, and at this point, only Kali had been eliminated via spear by Show.
Show, and he was only in for about 40 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank God. So anyways,
you don't have to thank me.
Thank Addy. So anyways, he was what he does is he climbs up top and he starts smashing the chains.
Trophy?
The chains that are at the top of Brian's pod. He breaks into the pod. Now he's stuck in this, 2 foot by 2 foot pod or whatever the hell it is.
These guys are really friends.
I bet they are. But anyways, he beats the shit out of him in the pod, then Brian's pod runs away, or opens up, then he grabs Brian, throws him right through the pod. The match at this point, I'm like, that's why I turned to you and said, this is the better match still than the other one.
It already was
at that point.
Yeah, and they were doing some good stuff with Santino at this point, in the ring.
Yeah.
With the crowd is really into him, he's kind of... He's valiantly trying, getting tossed aside and resting for a while and then coming back. And really towards the end when it got down to, what was it? It was Barrett, Daniel,
Show
Bryan.
Was eliminated. Show was eliminated by
Cody.
Really cool spots between Cody and Bryan, especially Cody.
Barrett did the top row elbow.
Yeah. But, yeah, they were double-teaming and they eliminated him. Cody looked like an emerging star in this match.
Mm-hmm.
Santino was good in his role. Show was good in his role. And Barrett and Brian looked already like they're megastars, like superstars. And Cody looks like he's ascending that level quickly. So that was what was impressive about this. In this match, what made it better was it did feel more intense, and almost everybody took major bumps.
Yeah.
Whereas in the Raw one, the only guy taking major bumps, and he took a shitload of them, was Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, that's right, And so, well, we keep going to Santino. Looking strong, eliminates Cody after Cody, Wade Barrett elbows Big Show, and Cody makes the cover for him, and pins Big Show, so he's out, and then Cody celebrates a lot, which too much, so then Santino rolls him up, and that's when it was down to Barrett, Santino, and Cody, and then, I'm just trying to remember, Barrett missed, and then Daniel Bryan did a Chris Benoit a swan dive headbutt off the top, and Santino covered Barrett as well. So now Santino eliminated two guys in a row, and it's down to Santino against Bryan.
The crowd is going pretty much nuts for these two. and it didn't go on too long, but Bryan got, it felt good. And part of me, I even looked at you and said, you don't think they are? And you're like, no. And I was like, I don't think so either, but I'm not 100% sure that they aren't going with Santino.
Yeah.
Just with that swerve, and just because both guys who are champions never walk into the chamber and walk out with the belt Punk already had.
Well, they do now.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, basically the spot was built to Santino basically hulking up,
mm-hmm.
or Santinoing up, getting the Cobra and hitting Bryan dead set in the middle of the ring with it after Bryan had been in for a while, beat up too. And you thought to yourself, this is he came, you know, 2 9/10 count, almost got him, which, you know, afterwards he's like, I can't believe I was this close to being a champion, as he's kind of sitting there touching his head and going, I can't believe how close he was, and just surprised. Well, that's when Bryan got the LaBelle lock on. Santino tried to fight out, almost did, but eventually tapped.
Well, and Santino was on his kind of on his knees there getting kicked, and he would fall over and then just spring right back up to his knees and walk on his knees towards Daniel Bryan.
He was really good in his role. It's not that he's a good worker so much as that he understood his role, mm-hmm. and he played it really well.
And it was really the final, you know, maybe 2-3 minutes of it that were
yeah.
the best. But anyway, so then Bryan wins after the match.
Very good match.
Sheamus comes out after the match, kind of beats up Bryan, gives him that Emerald Fusion that was Finley's finisher there, which apparently is Bryan's new finisher, Sheamus' new finisher, that's kind of been off and on. They've been trying to push. Anyway, so it's Sheamus against Bryan. They've announced for Mania.
Yeah, well, he didn't technically say it, but that is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then they do another shitty backstage thing when they go to Hornswoggle, doing his best Chester McCheaterton.
Natty Neidhart was backstage, and Natty Neidhart has the same gimmick as Addy and Blair. As B tries to fart again, fucking get out of the room!
Anyway, the thing was, there was
wife?
Hornswoggle was eating cheese, and then finally, he looked and said, cut the cheese, and looked over at Natty, and Natty said no, and then she grabs her stomach and farts, and that's really funny.
12-year-old boys everywhere?
No.
No?
And then Swagger's there, and then at some point, because he said Jack Cheese or Monterey Jack Cheese or something, so Jack Swagger walks over and goes, what? And then he says cottage cheese and looks at
Vicky, Gabriel something.
Gabriel's just standing there.
Standing there, kind of just sidling up to a Hornswoggle. So basically, Teddy Long comes out, says that he should be, basically he and Swagger have a little exchange where Swagger says that Laurinaitis should be the GM of both shows.
Right.
Long says there should only be, you're right, there should only be one GM, but it should be me of both shows. Setting up that, Laurinaitis, Long, you're right, that you talked about last week, where they both pick a guy and it probably goes for the
one.
So then he makes Swagger,
who's
on Raw, versus Gabriel, who's on SmackDown, for the U.S. title, or as I like to call it, the second bathroom break.
Yeah, this was like 3 minutes long, with Gabriel tapping out to the ankle lock, and I mean...
Kurt Angle ankle lock.
Yeah. But
that's the Jack Swagger ankle lock.
Yeah, it's
then, you know, Angle would never complain on Twitter that somebody took his move.
Who?
Somebody Angle? Hacked into
not
it.
Yeah, he was hacked.
It was hacked.
It was hacked. Hardcore hacked.
When he complained that Randy Orton was now using his ankle lock. Anyways.
Undertaker's coming tomorrow on Raw. They announced that on WWE.com. Undertaker decided to announce that, which, why the hell wouldn't you?
But it's funny, because Triple H didn't show up tonight. The only mention of Triple H was when Laurinaitis was out there talking about being GM of both shows
They
chanted Triple H, yeah.
And I think they chanted, when he was doing when the heels were in there or whatever, right? But then comes the, you always like to, on pay-per-view, save the best for last. And so Cena versus Kane, we talk about pay-per-views that you haven't really seen in a while. We mentioned Triple H and Undertaker in the same breath that you say Shawn Michaels and Undertaker, Triple H and Undertaker, you know, Savage and Steamboat, Hart and Austin. This John Cena-Kane ambulance match, nothing like that.
No, this was the John Cena versus Kane an ambulance match, or as I like to call it, the third bathroom break.
Yes.
I literally did use the bathroom during this, and I was so bored during this match that went on about 25 minutes. I picked up my tablet and I started playing Alchemy while this match was going on. Whereas Blair made his comments about the quality of the match. What did you think?
Crap.
Yeah.
Blair, this is awful wrestling.
Blair and I actually watched Mo have a temper tantrum during this match. Good stupid match. Why are they doing this?
It was very early on. What happened was they're doing the and you mentioned these might be piped in, but I'm not sure.
Oh, the Cena, let's go Cena sucks. They sounded piped in to me at first.
Yeah, so who knows? The crowd, this did probably have the hottest crowd reaction, but as far as having the best match and having the best moment, they should have gone out with that SmackDown match. Maybe they didn't have the confidence in the guys. Those guys, they should have the confidence because, when the last three guys are Santino, Barrett, and Bryan, and the crowd is that into it, and the quality is that high. They show they belong to that spot, right?
You think Kevin Dunn will take credit for it, those vignettes, is why they were so into Santino?
Probably.
Kevin Dunn.
So sitting there, they're doing the Cena sucks, let's go Cena chance, and King's sitting there going, I don't know how they could say this about John Cena. You know, you saw him in that video there. You don't think that takes a lot of dedication to go to the gym and work out like that, lift those things? And, of course, I'm like, who gives a fuck? That doesn't mean I have to like him. I don't particularly care for David Otunga either. And he looks to me like he doesn't miss a lot of days in the gym either. That, who the fuck cares?
What about David?
That has nothing to do with why I hate him, you douchebag. I know he works hard. Most people in WWE work hard.
It's not fair calling King a douchebag. What did he ever do to you?
He said that. And I know it was piped into him to say it, but it really pissed me off.
I know it did. You just went off and... then you were gone for the rest of the match.
Wow, the match did suck.
It sucked ass. It was,
just plodding, slow, boring.
Cena threw Kane off of the ambulance onto a trampoline that nobody could see, and they picked him up and put him in the ambulance, and that was it.
No Eve, no Zach.
No Eve, no Zach. Pointed sign. Really a slow, plodding, just really bad.
And I predicted before the night that Jericho would win. The Big Show would come out the championship and the Kane would win because I thought that could build the turning Cena heel. I don't know where they go from this. There's no place to go with the Cena character from here.
I wanted to keep it. And I was actually...
nothing interesting happened with the character or with that storyline, anything.
I know what they announced, I actually ended up being 4-for-4. Because, I mean, I didn't know that they would necessarily. I said, what would I do? But I would have kept it on Punk. I would have kept it on Bryan and then Cena because of the Rock thing, right? But... it just,
that's 3-for-3. But that's good enough.
Well, and then I'd bat over fucking Tamina.
Well, I'm the one who sat there at the beginning of the show and said, well, we know we'll also get, because we were talking about the time.
No,
I go, we'll get a U.S. title or tag title match. And you said, no, we don't know that. I said, yes, we do.
You said, we know that. I said,
and we did.
We don't know that.
I knew that.
You knew we were going to get...
absolutely knew we were going to get one or the other. And I just pulled by a natty.
Justin,
where the fuck did that come from? Blair, that was still you.
Justin Gabriel.
I had a question. Who do you think will be the bad guy at WrestleMania, John Cena or The Rock?
That's my point why this blew. Because it didn't tell us.
No,
we know everybody's going to hate Cena.
Everybody's
going to
cheer
tonight
for The Rock and boo Cena.
Okay.
In other words, you have me watching the project or the you're watching Iron Mike Sharp vignettes on YouTube and Upturn Wrestling, right?
That's great.
Anybody that needs a good match, go watch Iron Mike Sharp against Tugboat on YouTube.
Definitely
classic.
Now, when you say good match, clarify what you mean.
Oh, it's hilarious. Oh, Iron Mike just says, doesn't stop. Like, he grunts and growls the whole match.
It was so funny.
Oh, it was classic. It was just, it was, that was so Raven.
That was so Raven. So anyways,
from the Bowery.
This is the end. This is what we know for tomorrow.
Taker.
Taker and probably Jericho as something. Sheamus and Brian.
I hope Jericho has amnesia. And he gets lost in Cleveland.
You know what? Those were awful. And that is the type of thing this current writing crew would do. Natty, how good of you to show up!
But I don't know.
You just say thank you, Natty. How are you?
I'm great.
Wait, I got it. We do have a phone call actually calling in. Is somebody wants to comment on the chamber? Hold on. I'm gonna answer this because hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Nick Cage.
Nicholas Cage?
I'm calling. I have a question.
Yeah?
I watched the Elimination Chamber.
Uh-huh.
How was I not on that pay-per-view?
What?
How was I not on that pay-per-view?
You weren't?
No.
I thought you were in
everything.
In
everything. It had action. It had really shitty wrestling. I mean, God. I gotta go. I gotta call my agent.
What's up with that?
What is up with that?
What the hell was up with that? You know, Nick Cage.
So we also have Hurricane Helms here. What's up with that?
Ooh.
All right.
What's up with that dancer again?
Yeah, we do. It's okay. Big Dick Johnson?
No thanks.
So, basically coming out of this.
You can call me Adam.
Now that we are done at Elimination Chamber, how are you feeling about the direction they're heading into towards WrestleMania now?
You know what? It doesn't really change. Like, this pay-per-view didn't dissuade me from Mania, but it didn't build Mania to me at all. It has, you know, now I like the champion Daniel Bryan going in. I like the champion CM Punk going in. You've got, you know, Rocket Cena and la-di-da, right? That hasn't changed anything, right? You know, Sheamus come out and go for Daniel Bryan.
Hold on. I don't want to interrupt you. I got somebody calling me here. He's called like 15 times.
Is that what that
answered
light is? Okay.
Hold on. I got to take. All right. Hello. Who's there?
Whoa. Is that you?
Who's this?
I just watched the pay-per-view.
Who is this?
Did you watch the Elimination Chamber?
Yeah.
It's Bull.
Bull
Rotunda.
Holy shit, you're out of jail?
We're not out of jail. Friday's in jail. They didn't do me
you
for
just,
nothing.
You were,
they did not nothing on me.
Last night you were arrested, Bull, for drunk driving.
No, I had like two beers, right?
Now you're ready to come up to the main roster. Now you've been arrested for drunk driving.
I wanted to be in the chamber. And I thought, tell me like this, okay? I beat up Santino, and I go in the chamber, okay? This is, I go in the chamber, and no one knows who I am, okay? I don't even tell them, okay, who I am. And then I win the chamber, and I'm the champion.
In WrestleMania. That would have been good. Are you drunk dialing? Is that why you called me?
What?
Are you drunk
dialing?
I had
a beer. I just had one beer. I'm fine. I don't know.
All right, well, I'm going to hang up on you.
Don't hang up on Bull Rotunda. I'm going to be the heavyweight champion of the world.
One of the legendary IRS.
After Elimination Chamber, I'm going to be the champion. You'll see.
Okay, Rotunda.
Yeah. Okay, who did that be?
I hung up on him.
Oh.
That's drunk dialing.
You did.
That's
you
embarrassing.
Totally did. That
really, if, you know what? If there's going to be somebody drunk on this show, I expect it to be Addie.
That's the son of the late... No, he's not late. Son of the great. Erwin R. Scheister. Bo Rotunda.
WWE developmental star Bo Rotunda arrested last night.
Arrested for DUI last night.
I don't know how. He only had two beers.
Apparently had two beers. He's had three now, apparently.
Yeah, since, in 24 hours. Big deal.
Join the pay-per-view, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, heading into WrestleMania, I mean, this event being a 5.5 out of 10 type deal, I was really looking forward to this. Coming out of this, I'm like, yeah, you got to build my anticipation. And they will, but you got to build my anticipation for Mania again. I feel I just feel like the air was let out of my tires a little bit.
For what, though?
I just, nothing excited me. Nothing happened. Nothing that made me go, oh, I got to watch that next thing.
Yeah, but what did you expect was going to happen to go to Mania, really? I mean, like, all they did now is the only thing they didn't do that they could have that we thought was going to be Jericho and Punk. And all they did was kind of leave that open to build, you know, possibly on Raw.
Well, two things they could have done, right? They could have either built storylines that I would be interested in, or they could have had great wrestling top to bottom on the card. They didn't build a lot of storylines, and they only had one match that I would consider worth watching.
Yeah, but if they have great wrestling on the card, it doesn't build your anticipation.
It does for me.
For WrestleMania?
For me, personally, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it does, because
it's
I'm
great
going,
wrestling, and so they're going to have a bunch of different matches that may or may not
but
be great wrestling.
But here's why. Because if this was great, I'd be like,
right,
what a great pay-per-view. What's that?
That's right. The bees are gone.
The bees are gone.
You're right, Jess.
That's right. But if this had been great,
Blair's
like, I'd
mocking
be like...
you with WrestleMania 4.
What did you think of the announcing here? I thought it sucked tonight. B.
K-Dog.
K-Dog. Oh, Booker T sucks. But anyway,
no, he
doesn't. Well, he's hilarious, but he sucks.
Is. He's hilarious.
But, but what I was going to say is that if it had been great in the ring, and I'd be like, what a bunch of great matches, then I feel like there's momentum for the company. Personally, I'd be like, I just watched a great event. I can't wait to watch the next great event.
Nah,
that's why it would have, if it had so, that or advance of storylines. There was seeds very, very, very subtly planted for storylines. Nothing that made me go, this is the next big thing. Nothing happened.
Again, subtly.
What taught me was that Barrett could actually carry a person in the ring.
No.
Who'd he carry?
Last three.
You're saying Barrett carried Daniel Bryan in the ring?
Yeah, he did.
Well, the last three guys in there for the bats, I mean, it really was the Daniel Bryan show, right? Or the Wade Barrett show.
Wade Barrett was awesome in this match.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
That's what I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. I'm thinking, no, but I just look at...
Thinking.
Yeah. I think, though, that, again, Punk, Jericho, easy story to tell. Will they? Who knows? Easy to tell. They already got Bryan and Sheamus. I'm assuming going to throw Orton into that mix and make it a three-way. Fine. You're going to have a match where it's Laurinaitis' guy against Teddy Long's guy. You're going to have Taker, Triple H. You've got Rock and Cena.
When are they going to announce that?
What, Rock and Cena?
Yeah.
What is it? The go-home show, probably.
Sounds good.
That's all you need. It's like Batista-Cena for the first time ever, right? With 6 days built.
Yeah.
Like Hulk Hogan and The Rock at WrestleMania, whatever.
18,
that's right.
Yeah, but that wasn't the go-home show, was it?
Well,
because The Rock was pinned by Hogan like 2 weeks before.
Yes, that's right. It was. They had a little bit of a build on that one. I think it was the day after. Wasn't it the day after No Way Out?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So they had a month.
Yeah.
But, so it's Mania time now. All sites are out, you know, we're locked on and ready to go. I mean, who knows? I guess
the show's we're only 35 minutes into the recording, but I feel like that's about it on the chamber. I mean, there's so few matches and so little happened that I don't feel like there's a lot left to say here. And you know, I mean, basically, next tomorrow night we're going to do that stream of consciousness live recording during the during Raw is the plan.
Yeah.
So that you can hear Addie make the comments like Mystery Science Theater and before we knew WWE was doing this with the Are You Serious, Bro show. You came up with the idea first, and then we found out they're doing that. And it will be better, and This will probably we'll let this one sit for a couple of days. We'll record that tomorrow. Probably go up like Tuesday, Wednesday. And so you'll have two shows. Even if this one's a little shorter, you'll have lots of WTW this week. And I don't know, anything else you want to say?
I guess the only other note was from the Observer that Randy Orton's supposed to be checked out on February 27th. So what did that be? That would be next Monday to see if he can return from his concussion. So, I mean, you talk about that, and it's according to WWE.com, so you never know if that's, a storyline or what have you. But, I mean, I look at, if it's not a storyline, and you talk about, is he going to be able to come back, and you kind of scoff at it. Well, I look at a guy like Sidney Crosby, right, who come back for what? Like, kind of similar to Orton, who come back from concussion. You know, he came back, he was back for, a week, and he's been out for most of the year.
Well, we know that was a major concussion, but it does happen. Concussions are one thing. Well, you can never guess how long it'll take to recover. I mean, Bret Hart never really recovered, right? I mean, you never know which is that one, which is going to be it for the career. Now, that said...
Chris Benoit never recovered.
Now, that said, we've seen even most recently with Randy Orton that he comes back way before anybody anticipates.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back from a concussion prior, and then he came back from his last injury here at the Rumble way before anybody, or just before the Rumble, way before anybody expected. I'd be very surprised if he's out, but we'll see. I mean, concussion, and you don't screw around with the mind, especially with Randy Orton's, because in the past he's proven not to have much.
No, exactly. Well, that's true. But, I mean, it would be a shame because he has really... sort of seemingly come into his own on SmackDown.
But he has seemingly... it's been a long time since we heard of him, pooping in any diva's bags or trashing hotel rooms.
But
he seems to have put his life together, too, after some serious issues.
So. And I know Kelly is crushed.
Yeah. But anyways, they do a little star power back. Mark Henry back. Wasn't gone the 30 days suspended. But it looks like he'll be around. Christian back, Del Rio back, a little bit of star power back. Karma, I'm sure, will be coming back. Mm-hmm. Maybe
that's right.
McCool, what's her name?
Michelle McCool.
No, not Michelle McCool, but the other one, Layla.
Well, it could be Lay Cool though.
Possible. Yeah.
If Taker is going to be back on the road for Mania, then if his wife's coming with, then it's a possibility, right? So
just as far as star power is concerned, they're coming it forward a little bit. Yeah, star power plus Michelle McCool.
Yes.
But they're coming, a little bit going into WrestleMania, which is a good thing. So.
Well, yeah, and I think that what they need to do is really peel off, maybe have two women's matches on Mania. Because you could do, even if you turn, say, Beth and Natty against each other or something, or keep the thing going with Tamina and have a women's match that way. And then you can have Karma with the storyline of the baby, right, that she left to have a baby. And being all upset that how could you leave when you have a baby? I give birth and I didn't leave against Mae Young.
Yeah. Or actually what you could do, but quite legitimately, is remember when Karma left, what she said is, I hope you two are still employed here. And that was at the time Brie Bella was the champion.
The Bellas, right.
You could have Karma in a 2-on-1 match against the Bellas. That's possible.
I also remember that the time that Karma, the only one hoping that the Bellas were still employed.
True.
Yeah.
True. So. Well, you know what? Yeah, any celebrities that might show up are hoping that they're employed.
That's true.
You need somebody to bring them down to the ring.
But anything else?
Anything else you got to say?
I don't think so. We're gonna have Raw tomorrow show. So
yeah, I do have something else. Last I want to say, a man goes over to his wife with a glass of water and a couple aspirin. She looks at him and says, "What are you doing? I don't have a headache." He says, "Good. Let's fuck." OUT.
So, it's. We Talk Wrestling is our Twitter handle there. You can read it, We Talk Wrestling. It's wetalkwrestling.podomatic.com.
Oh, by the way, I also told B tonight that when Beth Phoenix was in the ring, that's who CM Punk is currently fucking. That made him happy.
Did that make you happy?
She looked like Wonder Woman.
Oh, with that golden lariat.
Oh, yes. Anyways, your plugs.
Anyway, my plugs, your mom.
That's both of your plugs, right?
Then it's Addie at, A-D-D-I-E, @wetalkwrestling.com. Mo at wetalkpodcast.com. If you have a question, we're a little disorganized today, so we didn't go dip into the mailbag. Would have been a good time to do that, but we'll do that in the coming weeks. We have a few... a few questions waiting for us that we promise we'll get to. So,
And I just want to say, you know, I just want to say I'm Mo_WeTalk on Twitter. M-O, no E, same thing, Mo at WeTalk Podcast. Go to www.wetalkpodcast.com. You can find us on Podomatic. That's the best place to get the show. You will find everything archived. You can find other podcasts that I'm involved with, as well as all the We Talk Wrestling blogs that we did in the past, and any old shows are also there. It's a good place also to find some archive material.
Yeah.
So just go there as well. And other than that, I just want to say, man gets the words, I love you, tattooed on his cock.
In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.